This is Gam Chat. My name is Greg.
I'm McCoy.
And I'm Dee.
We're three Filipino gay guys trying to make sense of anything and everything in the world today. Welcome to our podcast.
Some of you folks have been DMing us for advice on love, sex, and drama. We really don't know why you keep on doing it, but since you asked for it,
In my humble opinion.
So, McCoy, what's the tea with the letter we received?
Dear Titos, my partner won't have sex with me. He rejects my sexual advances and won't even acknowledge my needs. It's taking a toll on me. But outside of sex, all is well. Please don't start with, just communicate. I have tried that. Any tips? Sincerely, Pininyahang Adobo.
What's Pininyahang Adobo?
Pininyahang Adobo. I think you put piña in the adobo to make it sweeter, I'm assuming.
Piña, you mean like pineapple?
Oh, yes.
Wait, but you guys don't get the sexual innuendo on this?
What's the sexual innuendo with piña in adobo?
Piña. His penis.
Oh!
So you put your penis in the adobo? It's very American Pie that's territory.
That's the name that he decided. Oh, they decided God. To give themselves.
I thought he was talking about like the Ilo dish, but he was talking about his penis. Thought,
like, I'm like thinking, oh yeah, it's good. You know, the sweet will counter the salty.
And he's like, it's his penis.
So who wants to take on this letter first?
Okay, well, since they wrote, in my humble opinion. And also he said, don't even start with just communicate. I'm assuming they already did that part.
Probably.
I think they're pretty much over and they're just waiting for someone to say that they're done.
Oh my God.
Cause I mean, if you say, don't even say just communicate, I'm assuming you already went through that. That's why you don't even want us to say it.
Yeah.
And if you've said your wants, but they're not willing to give you what you want, then maybe that's not who you're supposed to be with.
Oh, damn, right. D, that's like,
right?
That's a salty, a humble opinion. Ouch.
No mercy. Ooh. No mercy cool. there. Well, Greg, what's your take?
Okay, well, I'm assuming because he said, don't say just communicate, because I hate when people just always say that when it comes to relationships. Just communicate. Well, no shit. But I think, like, you know, communicating in when it comes to love is extremely hard. And sex is even harder when because it's so intimate. Because when someone doesn't want to have sex with you or doesn't take welcome your sexual advances, it's like, it hurts on so many levels personally.
Yeah.
And you don't know why. Like, there's probably a million reasons why. Like, it could range from someone's having a bad day. There's a lot in their mind. They can't keep it up. Their piña isn't working. But it's from this letter, it seems like this is going on for a while, right? I guess some tips would be...
Just a tip?
No, you piña. Okay. Well, actually, no, you're close to that, D, actually, because it is a tip. It's basically my approach would be to rule out things, all right? Because I have trouble communicating when it comes to love as well, too. Is okay, so I'd make a list. All right, is it work-related? Is he stressed at work? Is he stressed anywhere else in life? And I start kind of like, you know, weeding out all the possibilities of what's going on. No. Now he says that everything's going on is good outside of the sex part, right? So that's another thing that it's like I would have to think about. It's like, oh my gosh, if he's not stressed out, then that means it's something deeper, you know? And then oh my gosh, I was gonna say like to talk it out, but that's really hard. What's your thoughts, McCoy?
I think you need to find a way to communicate.
He just said don't communicate.
Come on.
Okay. No, in all seriousness, I kind of want to piggyback on what Greg said regarding, you know, you kind of have to make a list and see what's really going on. Because at the end of it all, any relationship is a partnership, right? So as a partnership, you need to give them time to figure themselves out. It's hard on you, yes. But like I said, a partnership, you have to work together. It's easy for me to say because I'm not in the situation, but maybe that's what you need, someone outside looking in and can give you an emotionless advice or take on the situation. But also, because you had mentioned it's taking a toll on you, you also have to be aware of your threshold for how far you can take this. Because at the end of the day, you also have to take care of yourself. Right? Yeah. Because no one else is going to do it for you. So you have to be aware on how far your threshold, how far you can take this. Yeah. And it's not wrong to feel like you have to walk away from it.
Well, before you guys, both of you are like, just walk away, it's over. But mm-hmm. Here's my thought about this. I would also think about evolution, like the mm-hmm. evolution of the relationship. How is this relationship evolving?
Yeah.
You know, is it moving away from that you need sex to communicate or to be intimate, or is it not? But then that comes with actual communication. So I would evaluate that. I mean, maybe this is the points of the relationship, the fork in the road for the relationship. But if you're not going to be able to communicate, then what relationship is there really, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I like what you said, because it's like the sex part, because they did say everything is fine outside of sex. But the question is it really fine? Because the no sex part, or the rejecting the advances, and also from the sound of it, the refusal to communicate, it's indicative of a bigger problem, right? Ooh. And that's what you need to get to the bottom of. Of things, you have to get to the bottom of why there is lack of communication, whether sexual or verbal, because sex is also a communication.
You're right.
Yeah, because it's such an opposite to say that, you know, like he keeps on rejecting it, but everything else is fine. Because I would imagine the rejection carries on, not just like 1 minute after you're rejected. You could, you know, it could be like hours, and then you're holding on to that resentment and just be like, well, what you want me to do? What? Well, you didn't fucking want me to blow you earlier, so I'm not gonna do that. Right? So it carries on. It can be like, even like imagine he made sexual advances before he went to bed. He will wake up with that resentment. And it will carry on the same day. So you can't, like, that's why I don't really believe you that everything else is okay. Because you can't, because you're carrying that. If everything else is okay, then if you truly say that everything else is okay, then maybe you need to explore of, like, maybe you need to get your satisfaction somewhere else. And is that your partner okay with that? Like, that's when you guys are saying, like, the evolution of the relationship. But if you're not willing to communicate, then you're not going to figure it out. So, sadly to say, you have to communicate. Sorry.
No, you just hit something. Like, everything is all about outside of it. But actually, no. There's something that may not be. I mean, I'm assuming that his adobo, he's young and not, like, old, where like sex is, you know, seen differently, intimacy is seen differently. So I'm seeing this as
so you're saying he's not ripe yet, his pineapple's not ripe yet.
I'm assuming he's a young,
he's a double, he's not quite sour.
Yeah. I mean, so this is a young person, a young individual. Yeah, then that means there's something else that's going on.
Yeah. And if you're not willing to communicate it, you're never gonna find out. First, you have to know your limits. If you reach your, you're not going to know what your, you know, limits are or when it's reached if you haven't set that. But then you have to communicate what you want, because now you know what your limits are. So it really just, like, I think it starts with what you want.
Okay. Well, the thing is, the letter sender did say they tried to communicate. They tried that. So I think the issue is on the other person. Well, not the issue, more like it has to come from the other person because the ball is on the other person's court. And I think I like, Dee, what you said. You have to figure out what you want to do. And then once you have figured that out, maybe communicate that, because you're not communicating the same thing. You're communicating something else, an evolution to your mindset, maybe.
But okay, so like you can bring sexy back, right? You can bring sex back into a relationship. Like, it's not completely over, unless you communicate, of course.
No,
honestly, the way I'm looking at it, we don't know the ins and outs of this, right? If the other person is receptive down the line to like, hey, how about we do this? Hey, can we do that? Then, you know, there's a way to, that's a form of communication still. But if he's just getting constantly shut down and it really bothers him, then that's, you know, that's where I'm at, like, okay, maybe you need to explore other avenues.
I mean, I would think that, you know, if I was trying to put myself in this individual's shoes, I think I would blow up eventually and be like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? I'm trying to get it on. You know what I'm saying? And like, I got needs too. And like, what's, just tell me to be straight up. I could see that conversation in the middle of the night lasting for hours and hours.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what if your partner doesn't want to talk about it, or they have no answer for you? That's an answer that will satisfy your question.
Oh.
But wouldn't you think that that response or that action that he gave is the answer itself? Like, he doesn't want to deal with it. So he, you know, maybe he doesn't want to deal with you.
Yeah. Like, you're saying, like, silence speaks volume.
No, that's not what I was saying. But, yeah.
Oh, what is you saying?
He was saying, in his humble opinion.
No, yeah, right? Like, if like his non-response is already his response. Like,
well, you know how they say your action speaks louder than your words or something like that? Action speaks louder than words. And there are no words. It's all action.
Okay, so what other, what do you call it? It's not an analogy. What other things can we give him? Greg, your turn.
I'm not going to touch that one. I'm definitely not going to touch that one.
Obviously, Pinyang Pine Adobo's response was that too. I'm not going to touch that one.
But you know, it's so interesting because I think a lot of relationships go through this stage, you know, like especially if you've been with someone for a long time. And then it's almost like, how, like, do you ever like not be sexually attracted to your partner anymore? Like, Dee, you've been in the longest relationship out of all of us combined, I would say. I mean, does this happen to you? Like, how do you, what would your advice?
Honestly, sometimes you're just like, I'm not in the mood. Like, you get that. But then you still make advances. Like, but as long as the other person is receptive, right?
And you still like, communicate, like, I'm not in the mood. Especially when they do it, like, in the middle of the night. You're like, oh my God, I have work in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I was speaking with a cousin of mine, and they've been married for a long time. They have 3 kids. And they said, you know, now we have to schedule our sex. And I was like, well, you know, that happens. At least you're still having sex.
The thing is, like, we don't know that these things exist because our parents never talked about it. Sex was like, we don't talk about that outside of this, right?
Yeah.
Like, for all we know, that, like, scheduling sex would have been probably something they've been doing since like Lucy and Ricky.
I love Lucy.
Well, not really, not really a good example because, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but they slept in separate beds, but they got pregnant somehow.
Well, because he has a long penis.
Wait, stop. Okay, we gotta stop. Because here's the thing. You guys are literally make me visualize, like, when he said parents don't talk about sex, I'm like, I'm like gagging right now. Oh my. So, guys, what's your last thoughts?
For me, you have to know yourself, and you have to know, you have to know yourself, and you have to know what you want to take out of this, because you have to take care of yourself too. But also, you have to remember this is a partnership, so you have to find out what's going on with them. And if you get nowhere, then you have to make a decision. It's like a fork in your relationship, kind of like what Greg said.
Yeah, I think ultimately with this one specifically, I can say that I can't give you, I don't know the full details of your relationship, but I can't, and I can't give you like, hey, you're done. No, you're not. In all honesty, you're the only one who would be able to tell us what your next step is, because you have to know what your limits are. And, you know, you can only be pushed so much, you can only be rejected so much, but if it's something, if something that is important to you and you're not getting it, you're the only one who's going to be able to tell us how long you're going to stick around for that.
So, Pinanyang Adobo, hopefully we were able to put that pineapple in your adobo and helped in our own little way. Thank you.
That's our episode. If you need advice, we have three gams here to give you the IMHO. Send your letter to us by slipping directly into our DMs on
social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at GamChat Podcast.
You can email us also your questions to GamChatPodcast@gmail.com. And you know what? Now you guys can even rate us, not just on Apple, Spotify, so we can bug you in more ways than one now.
We're also part of Bunk Collective, a group of Filipino content creators in the U.S. and in the Philippines. Visit the website at thebunkph.com, and we'll catch you on the next one.